No, he hasn't been stuck in Denver after the New Zealand-England test match with Marty Tipao. Gary Portelli, who, of course, is happy to come on this program anywhere at any stage.
I'm not sure where he is.
Well, he's on the phone right now from the United States, and he might be able to confirm the hottest rumour going around the racing industry and that at the moment.
Which is?
And that is he is in the line for the teacup ride at Disneyland. Gary Portelli, are you with us?
Yes, I am, boys. Thanks for the call.
Where are you, Gary?
I'm in San Francisco at the Museum of Science. So, amazing place.
Wow. Okay.
As you can tell, anything that they do in the States is on steroids.
Yeah.
And this is just a fantastic place for the kids in particular, you know. Had a great holiday so far and enjoying the warmth from here. I'm hearing it's a bit cool there, boys.
Freezing. And whilst you've been away, though, Gary, the winners have kept flowing, so it's been a good
thing. Stay away, Gary.
We've got a good team of people behind us. See, that's the thing. If you've got a good team of people and you've got good horses, it should just flow, you know. So
exactly.
I congratulate all my boys and the girls at home that have been riding track work and turning up every day in the cold and keeping the horses winning. It's just makes the holiday feel a little less, I don't feel as guilty being away when the horses are racing well.
Fair enough, yeah. And this colt is Deodoro. That's three in a row. That's not easy to do, particularly in such a competitive racing environment as Sydney Saturday meetings. But he was good yesterday. I know he did head with Toulouse, but I've got a feeling, Gary, that both of these two-year-olds will go on to bigger and better things next season.
Yeah, look, David's got a big opinion of his horse. He's obviously improved with the gelding and he's heading towards the Derby, where our bloke was sort of a horse that was just below the better two-year-olds early on the season. Come back at his second preparation and gone to another level. So I'm not sure how we gauge him at the moment, but we're in a situation where he's won three Saturday races. There's no hiding now. We've got to step up the first grade. So he'll have a little let up and come back for the carnival. Not sure what we'll aim at just yet, but we'll obviously just sit down and work out a program in a couple of weeks' time. And nice to be in the position. You know, he's like he's won over $200,000 in prize money now. And, that Bob's helps as well.
Just trying to understand the time difference. You would have been able to watch him live?
Yes. It's 2:30 in the afternoon here now, so it was around about 6 or 7 o'clock last night. I've been watching it from the Racing New South Wales app. Thank you very much.
Yeah, nice one. Nice plug there. First over 1,000 metres, first over 1,200, and then first over 1,400. What do you think, and whether you've spoken to your staff yet, Gary, about what the best distance is for Deodoro?
Yeah, look, we've sort of always thought he was a miler, to tell you the truth. So to win over 1,000 first up was pretty exciting because we thought, well, the best was yet to come.
Right.
I thought the weight got him late yesterday. You know, he had two kilos more than the winner.
Yep.
The Dedita. And I thought at the furlong, it looked like we were going to win easily. And then he just started to really get, he just started to sort of plug late. And I think that was the weight difference. But, it's his second preparation. And, you know, I don't know that he's just a wet tracker yet. We've got to see what he does when he comes back for the spring. But obviously, if we get a wet spring, then he's going to be right there. So I'm excited for everyone, the Derby team, the owners, a great bunch of owners. And it's nice to be in the position where you've got to worry about where you're heading.
Yeah, exactly. He's kept winning. He's got a very fierce will to win, Gary, which he's shown all three wins. Gary, is this trip, is it just a family holiday? There's no business as well interspersed in the sightseeing?
No, just a holiday with the family. We often go away with some great friends of ours, Glenn and Lisa Morton, who owned the Gold Trail with us years ago, which is the Royal Ascot, et cetera.
Yep.
And we've taken a holiday with them and their kids. And, we're off to Vancouver and the Calgary Stampede next. So we're looking forward to that part of the trip, that's for sure.
So when are you coming home, Gary?
I keep winning, I'll just stay away.
Mate, I reckon if you're a horse trainer and you go to the Calgary Stampede, you can almost claim that on tax. I'd be looking at claiming the whole trip on tax. What's the best thing you've done in the US?
Mate, so far with my son, he's absolutely loved Legoland and Disneyland. It's been fantastic. So we did warn him from here on, it's the adult side of the tour, so he's going to be getting dragged around as I was through Legoland. So, but just to see my son so happy and so excited about seeing where everything comes from, really, you know.
No, exactly.
Well, let's hope he enjoys the Bellagio over at Las Vegas, eh? Surely that's next.
We'll see how we go next Saturday.
Exactly. Look, good on you, Gary. Look, thanks for taking our call mid-afternoon over there in San Francisco. But look, the stable's firing back home, so don't worry about it. Lauren's got it under control. Enjoy the holiday, yeah. and thanks for joining us, Gary.
No, you know, I love talking to you guys on a Sunday morning. I'd just like to say a big thank you to my team at home too, been able to let me rest, because I'm one of them guys that just can't relax when I'm on holidays. But they've done a great job, and really congratulate all the team at home.
Yeah, fantastic. Good on you, Gary. Thanks, Gary.
Thanks, guys.
See you.